Hi, my name is Zakara, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract joy, well-being, abundance, and freedom that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to manifest the health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire at Zakaran.com. All right, so here we go. The path of the least resistance, a.k.a. the cosmic joke, plus, as an added bonus, the three master keys to create the joy, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment that you desire. All right, so here we go. The three master keys to pay attention to and master to easily create the joyful success, health, wealth, and freedom that you desire are, number one, the law of attraction, of course, and taking 100% responsibility for what you are creating based on what you are thinking and therefore vibrating and therefore feeling and therefore attracting. And number two, always look for and take the path of least resistance, which is the path with the least amount of pain and hardship and pushback and struggle and fight and suffering, etc., which is always the path of most allowance and more ease and more fun and more joy and more ecstasy and more fulfillment and more satisfaction. And number three, the third master key to pay attention to master, to easily create the joyful success, health, wealth, and freedom that you desire, is directly related to number one and number two, which is focus on and choose to feel good more than anything else on planet Earth, where you decide that feeling good is the most important thing in your life, more than pleasing other people and more than proving your worth and more than getting other people to please you, etc., etc. Here's a classic one, more than being right. Because when you focus on feeling good and thinking about and doing what feels good over any other consideration, you are in direct control of what you are creating, and the unconditional law of attraction is creating what you want, which is what creating what you actually want. And your good feeling focus naturally always puts you on the path of least resistance, which of course is the path of most allowance, the path of most fun, etc. So really, all you have to think about is number three, which is feeling good. All you have to do is think about what's the best thought to have to feel good. What's the best thing to do to have fun? To feel good, well, and if I have fun too. And then you don't even have to worry about number one and two, because feeling good naturally attracts everything that you want. Because the only reason you want anything in the first place is to feel good. And the things that feel good are vibrational matches to feeling good. So they have to manifest with your good feeling thoughts. They have to. So that's how the law of attraction works. And you're naturally always attracted to being on the path of least resistance, because the path of least resistance is the path of most allowance and the most path of most fun, where you allow the natural joyful nature of the universe give you absolutely everything that you desire, because the universe is unconditional in nature and you are feeling focus on feeling good is unconditional in nature. So you are in tune with the universe, because you're not using external forces to decide how you're going to feel. You're deciding how you're going to feel regardless of external conditions. So all of your good feeling desires must then come to you, just as long as you don't fall into the old poor me, I'm a big victim trap, and believing that the path of most resistance and fight is somehow more virtuous And of course, you're not trying to prove your worth to some kind of judgy God by how much you've worked hard and struggled and sacrificed. I mean, think about it logically. Do you actually think God, Source, takes the path of most resistance? Does Source take the path of most struggle and the path of hardship? I mean, do you think God takes the path of most pain and suffering as humans in their religions somehow tragically, tragilariously, and erroneously and ignorantly dreamt up? I mean, I don't bloody think so. So why in God's name do you think that you should take that same ignorant path of most resistance and most struggle and most fight and most war? That's some royally fucked up spiritual psychology that humans came up with. I mean, do you think Jesus put his ass on the cross willingly and consciously to somehow prove his worthiness or loyalty to God and humanity, or to somehow, out of some sort of crack notion, that he needed to save humanity? No freaking way. I mean, no one likes pain. It is not our natural state of being to pursue pain and suffering and struggle. It is our natural way of being to pursue joy and to take the path of least resistance, which is the most allowance, not the path of most resistance. And of course, when you take the path of most resistance, you're going to get the path of, you're going to get the most resistance back. You're going to get pushback galore, which of course puts you in places where you don't really want to be, like being on a cross, being crucified. Anytime you push against anything, whatever you're pushing against is going to push back big time. Anytime you say, I'm right and you're wrong, even if it's only implied vibrationally, where whoever you're implying is wrong and you're better than them, or you know more than them, or you're more wiser than them, or you're more moral than them, well, they're going to push back and say, fuck you. I'm right, you're wrong, and now I'm going to kill you to prove it. That's the only reason, Israel and Palestine keep butting heads, because even if no one says it anymore, the separation between them implies the classic conflict of I'm right and you're wrong. And of course, both sides think they're right and the other one is wrong, which of course is the essence of every single conflict on planet Earth, from wars down to just basic relationships. I'm right, you're wrong. People decide to choose the path of most resistance, which is I'm right and you're wrong, rather than the path of least resistance and the path of most allowance and the path of most joy and most fun, which is I'm right for me, but, and you're right for you, and you have the right to think, believe, and say and do whatever you want. And I don't care what you do, because I don't need you. I don't need you to act in certain pleasing ways so that I can feel better. So the classic war example, Palestine, Israel, etc., is just a classic, drastic example of the same conflict that has been going on since the dawn of time, which is, of course, the classic example of conflict of who's got it right. And religions, of course. But if you've really got it right, well, then you are secure in your knowing that you got it right for you, not for anybody else. And then, of course, you have no desire to prove anyone else is wrong, or convince them that you're right and they're wrong, or coerce them to believe as you do because you're the one that's got it right. Or, of course, you don't feel any need to kill them because they don't believe the same way as you do. Only people that are insecure about their beliefs and their religion and et cetera, or even their politics or whatever, feel the need to proselytize and try to convince or sell or coerce other people to believe the same way as they do, or, of course, kill other people because they believe differently. I mean, ultimate in insecurity. Everyone is, what's really going on planet Earth is everyone is looking for the right way to act and think and believe, you know, to please others, to please God. But the cosmic joke is there is no right way at all. Ha, freaking ha, the joke's on you, sucked in, sucker. You can believe absolutely anything you like, any single way you like, and there's no belief judge, no belief God deciding the right way, or who got it right, and who got it wrong, and who gets to go to heaven, and who gets to go to hell. It's all complete childish, ignorant, uneducated, unenlightened bullshit. So every conflict in absolutely every single relationship, from, you know, lovers to friends to family to countries to religions, etc., and every conflict in life and business and politics, and of course, again, religion, was completely ludicrous, is completely ludicrous and absolutely meaningless, because everyone is right. Because everyone has the complete freedom to think, to believe, and do as they please. Because again, there is no such thing as a right way judge. There's no such thing as a, you know, you got to follow these commandments judge, or otherwise you're going to be in the shit, dude. And the other cosmic joke is that there is some sort of insecure, judgy God deciding the right way for everyone to live and deciding who got it right and wrong. That's the ultimate path of most resistance that just doesn't sound very smart and doesn't sound very godlike and enlightened to me. The path of most resistance is judgment. And laws and conditions and control and assertion and jealousy and insecurity and fight, 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 which is the pathway of humanity, not God, not God's source. The pathway of least resistance, which is the pathway of 100% allowance and 100% unconditional love and 100% joy and abundance and unlimitedness and infinity and immortality, etc. And again, 100% unconditional love with zero judgment and zero control and zero assertion and zero insecurity. That is the pathway of divinity. That's the pathway of source. That's the pathway of God, to use old terminology. But humans have made God out of their own insecurities and their own judgmental image of themselves, rather than realizing that humanity was actually made out of the image of God's source, which is unconditional love, which of course is what the Bible says. But of course people believe some sort of image that God is a jealous, insecure bastard, not an unconditionally loving one. So of course they have decided that they're insecure, judgmental bastards too. But the fact of the matter is, there is no law of assertion where gods or humans can assert bad against you or even good upon you. There's only the law of attraction. There are no 10 commandments or 100 commandments or 1,000 commandments or countless other written or unwritten religious or moral or sexual or political, etc., rules that anyone is actually mandated to follow by any some sort of outside authority or judgy God. There's only one law in the universe of all creation, and that is the law of attraction. In other words, you and everyone attracts more of whatever you are thinking about most of the time. No human and no God can assert anything against you, against your will, good or bad, or against anyone's will. But the universe will 100% unconditionally and graciously give you more and more and more of whatever you are focused upon, good or bad. It's your choice to focus on. If you want to focus on good shit or bad shit, it's up to you. Because whatever you are most focused upon is what you are implying to the universe is most important to you, and that you actually want more of and more and more of, good or bad. And if you believe that the more virtuous or spiritual or heroic or religious or worthy path is the one of most resistance, so that you can prove your worthiness to overcome that resistance, or to prove your worthiness to God or other humans, etc., Well, the universe just says, cool. You can have as much resistance as you like. Here you go. Here's some more resistance for you. Here's some more fight for you. Here's some more struggle, and sacrifice for you. You can have whatever you want. That's how the law of attraction works. That's how the unconditional nature of the universe and God, source, whatever you want to call it, is. So whatever you want more of, here you go. Your wish is your command. You want more goodness? Here you go. You can have more goodness. Just focus on more goodness. Focusing on bad stuff? Well, the universe just goes, pfft. You can have more bad stuff. That's what you like. But if you would prefer an easier, gentler, more joyful, more fun pathway, the pathway of feeling good, the pathway of joyful, delicious, ecstatic, fun, abundant, fulfilling, abundance, and well-being, well, then the universe, of course, says, coolio, doolio. You can have as much easy, gentle, ecstatic, good-feeling, abundant, good, joyful, ecstatic, fun stuff as you want. Oh, you like fun? Okay, cool. Here's some more fun for you. You like more abundance and riches and money and fun stuff to play with and fun people to play with? Well, here you go. Here's more of that. You want some more delicious, ecstatic abundance and joy and ecstasy and adventures? Well, cool. Here you go. Your wish is your command. So, question is, what's your choice? The path of maximum resistance and maximum struggle and maximum pain and, you know, where you try to prove your worthiness by how hard you can struggle and how hard you can work and sacrifice to some sort of insecure, jealous God who isn't actually asking you to prove anything. Where you try to prove your worthiness so that never ever actually needs proving. Because the fact of the matter is, you are perfect just how you are. God don't make no junk. Or you have the choice to take the path of least resistance, where you decide that the most important thing in life is to feel good, because that is why you came into this body on planet Earth in the first place. And you came into this leading edge, onto this leading edge of creation in the first place, for no other reason than for the joy and fun and adventure of creation. You came here knowing that there would be, yeah, there'd be contrast. There'd be contrast of lots of unwanted things and, you know, things that needed improvement. And the option of the path of most resistance was always available to you. But this resistance and contrast would naturally inspire within you great desires for improvement and more good feeling things, better feeling things, and give you the focus. That contrast of unwanted things would naturally give you focus, great focus, and clarity that you needed to create the improvement that you're going to naturally desire, that you naturally desire every single day into your physical reality. So that you could delight in those fun creations that you manifested, that you created, but mostly for the fun of just creating them, because you are an infinite immortal master of creation. You didn't come to planet Earth to hoard things, you know, to hoard money and hoard cars and hoard houses and hoard people. You came here for the fun of turning those creations, those desires, into physical things. And the final tip is to finally get the cosmic joke. Which is, there is nothing serious going on down here on planet Earth at all. And, you know, to finally get that, you know, life on planet Earth seems like one long serious soap opera and reality show. But the cosmic joke is, it's really one long farcical slapstick comedy. And as soon as you fully understand that and can start laughing at every tragilarious, ludicrous thing that happens on planet Earth and that humanity fights about and bickers about, and then you'll finally start really having fun. And you'll have an absolutely fun adventure down here on planet Earth, turning your desires into wonderful, fun, and new things. So, I hope you enjoyed my podcast. What the heck is the name of this thing? Hope you enjoyed my podcast, The Path of Least Resistance, The Cosmic Joke, and The Three Master Keys to create the joy, well-being, abundance, and free and fulfillment that you desire. And they will help you actually create the joy, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment that you desire. And please come and check out my new podcast, The Master Keys of Creation, available on Buzzsprout, and all of the classic podcast websites. Come visit me at zakiron.com. Please share this amazing video and or podcast to your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get my latest videos. And come visit me again at zakiron.com. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create a happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or this podcast, listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and lots of fun and lots of adventure creating your joyful desires into physical reality. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday, because that's what life on planet Earth is supposed to be. Woohoo!